Stress can save your life if you've just been in a car crash or if you're in a firefight. But if you're just trying to get some sleep, stress can cause a lot of problems. Today's topic will be stress and stress management. Air Force veteran Mariba Mack describes her troubles when dealing with stress and reveals some of her management strategies. What is stress? Stress is the process of appraising and responding to a threatening or challenging event. Acute stress is a brief episode of stress, while chronic stress is ongoing and long-term. Acute stress can arouse, motivate, and galvanize someone, whereas chronic stress leads to exhaustion and vulnerability to illness. Mariba Mack, a 42-year-old Air Force veteran who is now an education specialist with the Department of the Navy, says she typically wakes up 4 to 6 times a night. She'll fall asleep quickly and soundly, but be wide awake and worried a couple of hours later. "I'm typically consumed with a thought or an idea of what I need to do," she says. "They can be work-related or personal or just a litany of things. Often it's a litany of stressful events." Mack recently moved from her home in Florida up to Washington, D.C. She's also a single mother of a 7-year-old with cerebral palsy. Mack feels uprooted, anxious about her daughter, and worried about work. "I'll sleep for a couple of hours and then I'll wake," she says, "then sleep a couple of hours and then I wake. Throughout the night, night after night." This kind of interrupted sleep prevents a stressed person from ever feeling well rested. It's not like sleep is a timeout. It isn't a timeout. Everything, all the sadness, all the fears, all the angst that you have, follows you into sleep. All adults, whether stressed or not stressed, typically wake up multiple times in a night, each time very briefly. Scientists call these moments mini arousals. Unstressed people go right back to sleep in a matter of 2 or 3 seconds, but people who report feeling lots of stress have mini awakenings that last much longer. "Most adults need between 7 and 8 hours of sleep every night," says Harvard Medical School's Charles Seltzer, who is chairman of the board of the National Sleep Foundation. "Any less than that, if it happens regularly, is a sleep deficiency," Seltzer says. "And when we're not sleeping well, that deficiency follows us right into the next day, making it hard to handle the slings and arrows that come our way. The exhaustion associated with that places a psychological and physiological burden on us," Seltzer says. "And we are actually much less resilient." What about the science and psychology behind stress? The psychological arousal felt during stress is orchestrated by the sympathetic nervous system, which releases adrenaline and triggers activities in various organs. Symptoms of arousal in this stage include increased heart rate, sweaty palms, and rapid breathing. Later, the parasympathetic division calms down the body. During this stage of calming, symptoms of reduced heart rate, steady breathing, and less sweat on the body are experienced. Mariba Mack also shared some of her stress management strategies. She exercised regularly and created a workout routine in order to relieve stress during the day. She also meditated and practiced deep breathing in order to further relieve stress and to calm herself before sleeping. Mariba Mack avoids caffeine, sugar, and other substances that stimulate the body and mind. Mack also plans ahead, getting her work done before she goes to bed and leaving as much time as possible for sleep. In conclusion, people who are experience a lot of stress can utilize some stress management strategies to try and overcome their symptoms. Hopefully, you learned a lot today through Mariba Mack's stories. Tune in next week to hear about our next psychological subject. Thanks for listening.